Hello and welcome to the Joker Out Subs podcast and to our second episode of Q&A. I was lucky enough to join several members of Joker Out Subs at the London Joker Out gig on the 11th of April, where we decided to interview many of our fellow baby boos who were there with us, just as we did in Amsterdam last year for our first Q&A. The following is a compilation of some of our favourite answers, and we really hope you enjoy listening to it just as much as we loved making it. Okay, so hi there, what are your names and where are you from?
I'm Artemis from Cardiff.
I'm Gina from Yorkshire.
I'm Josh and I'm from the North England.
Yep.
I'm Saul and I'm from Northern Ireland.
Yep.
I'm Laura and I'm from London.
I'm Smilta, I'm from Lithuania.
Oh wow. Oh,
I'm Damien, I'm from England.
Yep. Olivia, I'm from England.
Elena from England.
Yep.
Naomi from the Netherlands.
Oh yeah.
Lizzie from England.
Oh okay, so some local people and some people who've travelled, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Breda and I'm from Slovenia.
So you're from Slovenia, so did you fly here today just for the gig?
Well, I flew in a few days ago, but yeah, I pretty much came here just for the gig.
It's a huge commitment to Joker Out then. What about you?
Well, my name is Claudia and I'm from Poland, but I live here, so no commitment.
Okay. So Joker Out obviously once again back in London. So what are your hopes for tonight? Any particular songs that you want to hear?
Yes.
Oh, straight away.
I want to hear Sunny Side of London, obviously. Yeah. I mean, they have to.
That would be appropriate for tonight, wouldn't it? Any others?
I really want to hear Belisarius.
Oh, yeah, such a good song.
And Carpe Diem, because that's what made me like fall in love with it, the band.
Yeah, I think we've all got very like soft feelings towards Carpe Diem, haven't we? Yeah.
Like hoping for it's like a them, because it's like the first song I cried for. It's such an emotional song.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Buffaiotiana.
Oh yeah,
favorite. They didn't play it last time they were here, so I'm really hoping you're.
Oh, of course they didn't, did they? Oh yeah, fingers crossed, aren't they?
Belisarius. I don't know if they played it yet, but I just.
Yeah, because they've played it at some shows and not others, haven't they? So yeah, oh my god, such a good song. So fingers crossed.
I actually want to hear Sunny Side of London because we're in London.
Yeah, it would make sense, wouldn't it? But again, it wasn't one that they played much on this tour, so.
And they didn't play it in Finland, so.
No, they didn't, did they? So yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, for Sunny Side of London from this one, also Proti Taku, because they haven't played it even once at the gigs.
Is it not once on this tour?
No,
just for the sound check. Yeah.
Oh, justice for Proti Taku, seriously.
I mean, I know they'll play it, but Plastica.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
That's like the anthem, aside from Carpe Diem.
Yeah.
That's the Joker Out stand anthem.
And it's always so good live, right? Just the like, blast!
Yeah, I've seen some great TikToks.
Yeah, people just screaming, yeah. So good.
For me, the song that I want to hear is Stabs, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Have you heard it live yet?
Yes, it's quickly become my new favourite.
Yeah, same. Like, so, I think immediately after I heard it, I was just like, fuck, this song is so good.
In love. I get my booty.
Yeah, get the booty shaking. Yeah.
Like, I saved the video that you guys, like, shared on TikTok. I saved it to my phone, and I have it on a loop, so I'm just listening to Stabs, yeah, just from the video.
What, the Joker Out Subs version?
Yeah.
So you've got me screaming in the background. I'm so sorry.
And I'm like, no, because I'll be, like, doing my makeup, and I'll be, like, listening to music, and I'm like, oh, shut.
So Joker Out have had quite a big year so far. So we had the London era, we had the Damon Baker photo shoot, we had brand new song, Everybody's Waiting, and obviously we've had the See You Soon tour. So what have been some of your favourite moments from 2024 so far?
I would definitely say the Damon Baker photo.
Like, oh yeah, any favourites?
So probably like the Jan and Nafsi.
Oh yeah, so good.
How like supportive they are of other artists.
Oh,
like
yeah.
It's the interactions with Riven. I saw them at Pete Jack's concert. And it's, like,
oh yeah.
How supportive are they? And it's so obvious how much of a community and like a friendship they have and have like formed with these other artists.
Yeah. Super nice. It's been really lovely to see.
I quite liked the London era because they were just basically five Slovene randos trying to make it work in London, and I feel that because I've been here for a few days now, and like, I don't know, I go to a store and I'm like, oh god, what do I buy? And I was like, Joker Out had that same problem.
So you enjoyed all the mashed potato content then?
Oh, the mashed potatoes, the love of my life, and the Internet is Bad song. I kind of wish they played that one tonight, honestly.
Oh yeah, fingers crossed then for the Internet is Bad.
Potatoes, they hate us, cause the internet is so bad. The internet is bad, waiting at 5:05. The internet is bad, waiting at 5:05. The internet is bad.
I liked when
when they did the, was it the free like concert thing they did, where they put like a billboard up in London and then people just like...
Oh, the little meet and greet. Did you go?
I didn't.
No, yeah.
But it was adorable, like seeing everyone online and everything. The pictures were so cute. So
really nice,
like,
yeah.
Just, you can tell how much like how loved they are and how they can feel it. So,
it's lovely.
Everybody's waiting because for a Slovenian band, literally no Slovenian band, no Slovenian artist has ever basically done what Joke Out are doing, which is making it out of Slovenia, yeah. Which is what most people want to do. And everybody's waiting, along with obviously Sunnyside London, which was last year. They're two big achievements for a song in English by a Slovenian group that's getting so much love. Mm-hmm. Because I'd say out of everyone that's been on the Eurovision and everything, this is one group from Slovenia that's done something. Mm. You know, and like really have made achievements.
Yeah.
And Everybody's Waiting is a really big one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So big moment for them and big moment for Slovenians,
exactly.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I need to be biased. I need to say the tour because it's taken up my whole life. My month, this month so far.
Yeah.
So.
Have you been to quite a few of the shows?
This is my.
Josh, don't do it. Don't do it.
It's my sixth gig of the tour. And
oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, and I've got 7 and 8 for Manchester and Glasgow.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. Yeah, that's within the realms of normal-ish in this fan base, anyway.
It's taken up most of my time, so yeah, it's quite big.
But have you had a good time?
Yeah, I've had a fab time.
Then it's worth it. It's a mental health investment at that point.
Jesus Christ. I'll get the straight jacket.
I would say my favourite was last year's London tour, like after Eurovision.
Okay, so it's a 2023 moment.
Sorry.
That was your favourite.
I mean, I have to say that because that's where I met my girlfriend. So.
Oh my god, that's so sweet!
We met at the Manchester gig.
Oh, that's so lovely. Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, so I'll give you that one. You can have a 2023 moment because that's a very, very sweet one. So, Joker obviously played 3 new songs on this tour. So we had Shtabi Ya, Bluza, and Behind Those Eyes / Galaxy of Me / Schlager. So have you heard them? Like, what do you think? Any favourites?
I've heard bits of them, but I've been wanting to wait for, like, to hear them fully live before I actually like.
Oh yeah, probably a good call.
Yeah, we've heard bits on TikTok, but nothing like too concrete.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully tonight, hearing them. Hopefully we'll get all 3 tonight, so you can hear them all.
Yeah, Shtabi Ya. I can't say anything else. Really. Yeah.
Do you know the words?
I do know the words. Yes.
Oh, did you practice?
I did practice. Yeah.
So you're ready to scream onto it tonight?
Yes, I'll be screaming. Yeah.
And Bluza.
Of course it's Bluza. Yeah. Bluza is my love, my firstborn child. I would do anything for Bluza. I knew the lyrics by heart the evening it came out. I figured out the chords. It's insane. If that one doesn't make it to the album, I am going to riot.
It must do, surely.
Yeah, it has to. I will cry if it doesn't, quite literally.
Haven't heard
any of those.
We've been
trying to keep it like surprise. We're sort of paying attention, but we're also like, we want surprises. Yeah. We want surprises. You know, that's what our plan is.
Yeah. Okay. So you're maybe hearing them for the first time tonight. Then.
Going into it.
Oh, okay. So do you know anything about them at all?
No.
Nothing.
We know nothing.
Oh my god, that's so exciting. Oh, okay. Yeah. I hope you enjoy them.
Yeah. I've heard all 3 now, and my favourite's Schlager. Like by
really?
Far. Yeah. I love it so much.
Oh wow. Oh, do you know what? I think I saw a video of you singing.
Yeah.
You were very good.
I have to be a little bit biased. So, yeah, Schlager's like.
And you survived.
Yeah, I did. Twice, yeah. Unfortunately.
Oh my goodness. Any favourites?
Bluza. Yeah.
I saw this.
Oh, that was in Helsinki, wasn't it? Yeah. So good.
Shtabi Ya until the cows come home.
Yes, thank you. Woman of taste.
Maybe I always have taste.
Yeah. And we also saw both Bojan and Jan on this tour playing the piano. So if you could add one instrument to Joe Kraut's lineup, what would it be?
It wouldn't suit at all, but I used to play the flute, and it would be interesting to see them try and play the flute.
Yeah, to be fair, they try and experiment a bit with their music, so I'd definitely love to see like a Jan flute solo or something.
My first instinct was the kazoo.
Oh god, yeah, that's a really obvious choice, I suppose, isn't it? Because we had a kazoo solo in Sunnyside of London, I think in Stockholm, I think. And so to be fair, that was brilliant. So yeah, bring it back in.
Saxophone.
Yeah, well, like a careless whisper kind of thing.
Yeah, like, I just want like a little saxophone solo in there somewhere in any new song because I think it would really fit.
And Jan does play the saxophone,
right? He does, because I play saxophone. Really?
Yeah, there's some videos of him playing the saxophone.
Yeah, because I play saxophone and I was like, oh, twin!
Yeah.
Because you want like a harmonica. I do like a harmonica.
Oh, yeah.
Sat on the edge of the stage, like, boy, I was like doing a little like. Yeah. Monica solo or something. I think it would just be really funny.
That would be really good, yeah, yeah. And.
Do you want serious answers for that?
No. I never want serious answers. Come on.
Tambourine.
Yes.
Or like the maracas. I think that would be really funny.
Oh, who won the maracas?
Oh, I thought Brian would say it. He would get into it. He'd be like, yes.
He would do it with absolute commitment.
Trumpet.
Yeah. What, for like Sunnyside of London, or just to bring it into all of the other songs?
No, to bring it in like they did for All Night at Stojita.
Oh, yeah. The intro for it. That was so good. Yeah. Okay, so there we go. We've got to get Joker out on the trumpet.
Yeah, I wanted to say banjo, but no, that's American. But Joker Out really likes Slovene culture a lot. Like, they incorporate Idria lace into their clothing, much like I do. And I would actually be hyped to see them, like, play some citre, which is, like, an instrument. I don't know the English translation. I can look it up later. But you basically have, like, a board, and there's strings attached to it, and you play on that, and it's really, like, Slovene. Or maybe an accordion, of course.
Of course, yeah. And for those of you who are from the UK, so it's a few of you, isn't it? If you could teach Joker Out one British slang word, what would it be? Oh, sorry.
Bunda.
Bunda, okay. So for those people who are listening who are not from the UK, can you describe what is a bunda?
A bunda is just a quite nice ass.
Yeah, a big giant one, I would say, yeah.
And it's mainly because Kiki once lost his bunda in reference to a jacket, and I made like an edit of him without one.
I genuinely thought it was about his ass.
My first thought was that he just somehow lost his ass, and I'm just like, how has he managed? I realised it was a jacket after Googling it, but I want to teach him bunda.
She's from up north, she has more than me.
Yeah. I was gonna say, as a northerner, you should have some good ones.
It's not really northern, but my first instinct was also Leng.
Leng!
Oh my god, that's so true. Okay, so for all the international people listening, can you explain what does Leng mean?
I need to know.
Leng's just someone who's really fit, right? Like really attractive. You're like, yeah, she's proper Leng, mate. Yeah. So a very good one. I could definitely see them using it.
I'm borderline East London.
Yeah. So you're going to have some good slang.
Muggy, Aggie.
Yes.
Melt.
Melt's a great one. Mug.
Mug. There's loads. I'm not going to lie.
Right. Aggie means like you're aggravated. Like what? Yeah. Just stop getting aggy. Stop getting like pissed off, basically. Muggy is basically like, why are you being muggy? Why are you being stupid?
That's a rubbish explanation. Muggy is, why are you being muggy?
I am blonde, babe. Expect the stupidness to be
it's
right.
Like, it's like bad behaviour, isn't it? Like if you're sort of being rude to someone, if you've
basically,
like screwed someone over.
If you're a wanker, you're muggy.
You're a mug.
There you go.
You're behaving in a muggy way.
There you go.
Just the word geezer.
How not? Geezer. Okay, so for international people who are listening, can you describe a geezer?
Bold.
Football shirt. Beer belly. Speaks like this. You're right to where I live. You're right. Yeah, a type of geezer like that.
Just a man that you don't want to associate with.
Yeah, one. Geezer. The pub is full of them.
Facts.
Every Saturday night. Yeah.
Bollocks.
Bollocks is a fucking brilliant slang.
Yeah, right? I know. Yeah.
And so versatile.
It's so underestimated as well.
Yeah. Bollocks does not get the love.
No.
That it
Bollocks
needs to
need get. Bollocks need
more love. Okay, so now I have a little bit of a game for you.
Oh god.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you some comments that were posted on the Joker Out official TikTok page. And all you have to do is tell me which member of the band each comment is about.
Oh, go on then.
Okay, you ready?
Let's have fun.
Right. Blank is and has always been that girl.
Chris, yes.
You think it's Chris?
Chris, yeah.
Oh, actually, no, I'm certain it's Chris.
Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, I agree.
You all think Chris?
It's the hair.
It's either Chris or
it's the hair. It's fantastic. He is that girl.
Yeah, it could be Jan.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I changed my answer, Jan.
Okay, so we think two Chris, one Jan.
Yeah.
I think Chris or Boyan. Actually.
Chris or Boyan?
Yeah.
Chris.
Chris.
Straight away? You think Chris?
Dude, he's just that bitch.
He's not. That was Natsa.
That girl.
girl?
Yes. That comment was about NASA.
Nah, Chris is that girl.
Yeah.
I strongly disagree.
Yeah.
Chris is for the lesbians. Like, he's
Chris is for the lesbians. It's true. Okay, blank be flying like a smooth operator.
Jan.
Yeah. Why Jan?
Because he's smooth.
No, but he's always late. He can be a smooth operator. Like, come on.
It's not about punctuality, yeah. I don't think. It's just about the vibe.
Jan?
Bojan.
Jan.
No, not sure.
Bojan? Is it Jan or Bojan?
Jan or Bojan? You'd be wrong. That was about Jure.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a video that he was like edited himself as a bird.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, like okay, smooth operator. Right? Yeah. Men need to learn from you. Blank, please be their teacher.
Jan. That's Jan, mate.
You think Jan?
Yeah.
Chris?
Again, this could be.
I think this is
Bojan because he's just, yeah. I don't want to.
He's a green flag kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. This could be any of them, honestly.
They're all green flags. They walk and it's just green.
Yeah.
Trees grow out of them.
That's gotta be Bojan.
You reckon?
Yeah. Bojan or Nata?
Oh, yeah, both green flag men. That one was Bojan, yeah. What do you think he should be teaching the men of the world? How to fish, maybe. Okay, so making blank squat should not be this funny.
Fucking crowds when they were doing Carpe Diem and we're all going,
oh,
my knees, you've not been queuing.
We're too old for this.
Who looks funny when they squat?
Jan
looks fucking weird when he squats. No offense.
Bojan? What do you think?
I don't remember ever any of them squatting.
Well, one of them did.
I would say it's Bojan.
Or, no, Chris. Yeah?
Because of the Slatki Chris.
Because of his height.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say Bojan. But I'm not convinced.
What?
Yeah.
That's got to be a moment that we've missed. No, Jure.
Jure?
Yeah.
So one vote for Jure, one vote for Chris? Chris was correct.
I knew it.
It was the video where they were like miming playing Everybody's Waiting.
Yeah.
And Chris was like squatted down in the front. Yeah. Okay, blank has the most contagious smile ever.
Jure.
Bojan.
Okay, so both answered very quickly. Both answered very differently.
Oh, that's Jure.
Jure?
Yeah, I'm totally sure.
Yeah, well, let's go for that.
His smile is so... I'll go with them. We saw him earlier, and his smile, you're going, oh my god, the sun, it's actually...
It's blinding.
Bojan.
That's Bojan.
Bojan?
That's Bojan, yeah.
Bojan.
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 I feel like people generally say this about
Bojan. What's it not?
He does.
It's going to be like not going to
be him. Yeah, purely because...
I don't know.
Do you think I'm tricking you?
Yeah.
I am tricking you. That was Jure. Who does also have a very contagious smile? Okay, blank, just casually being majestic.
Chris? Yeah.
Bojan?
Bojan. Yeah.
Is he particularly majestic?
In his own quirky way.
Oh, dude.
I'll say Jan to be different.
Jan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say Chris again.
Chris?
Natsa.
Yeah.
Natsa?
Yeah.
Natsa?
Yeah.
It's straight away, zero hesitation on that one. Jan?
Yeah.
Of course it was Jan.
You know me.
Of course it was Jan.
You know me.
I swear they're not adults, they're just big kids. Except blank. He's just a small kid.
Who's the smallest?
I'd still say Bojan. I just would. Look,
Chris.
Just reminds me of Chris.
Final answer.
You said who's the smallest and then you said Chris. Final answer.
Bojan.
Bojan.
Bojan's tiny.
Bojan.
Bojan. Again, no doubts in your mind?
No doubt.
Bojan.
I heard small and I was like, Bojan.
Yeah.
I am not saying a word. I'm being very nice.
Yeah.
Bojan.
Bojan.
Yeah, small Bojan.
Yeah, of course it was Bojan. Okay, so for a bonus question, there is one video on the Joker Out official TikTok that definitely had an impact on the fan base. So I'm going to read you 5 comments that were left on this video, and you have to tell me which video it was. Ready?
Yeah.
1. I'm too young to be traumatized, Joker Out. 2. Imagine explaining this video to a Victorian child. 3. Did Bojan really approve posting this? 4. Pants left the chat. And 5.
What?
Took my eye out.
Is it the one of Bojan with his boxers on just fucking dancing and there's that filter on it?
Yes. I knew immediately this is the one where there was that comment about Bojan's stage presence and dancing, and then it was the dancing edit where he's thrusting his foot.
Yes, that is exactly the video, yes.
Yeah.
It is Bojan showing off his dance skills.
Is that going to be the one of him in boxers?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, the dancing video.
No, it's that took my eye out, that did it for me.
Was it the video of Bojan like dancing with this weird mannequin thing?
that was
traumatizing. In his underwear. Doing the really weird thrusty dance.
It was Bojan in his underwear doing the thrusty dance.
They've done many questionable things. The fact that we had multiple answers, that says a lot.
You know, it really does, because I was like,
I was like, oh, that feet picture. And then I was like, that's not a video.
Oh,
it traumatised all of us.
I forgot about that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but every single picture I was in, it was like, right, whose feet are whose
feet? Literally, I think Twitter spent like 2 days playing guess the foot after
that. We all agreed that Chris was the one that stepped out.
Yeah.
I thought it was you there.
Every group chat I'm in, this is like exposing everyone now. Every group chat I'm in has said that Chris was the only one who wasn't in the feet pic.
So, boys, if you're listening, please confirm feet are in the picture.
Who initiated this shit?
We need to know. We have questions.
Who was like, let's
answers.
Hold toesies?
So, as much fun as this fan base is, it's also brought quite a lot of joy into a lot of people's lives. So, the band have kind of consistently said that people make a lot of friends in this fan base. So, have you guys made any friends? And what are those friendships mean to you now?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So, this is our first time meeting. We've been friends for like 7 months or something online.
Amazing.
I got here alone this morning and now I have a bunch of new friends.
Where are your friends?
We met through this fandom.
So all of you met through this?
Yes.
Oh, that's really nice. So where did you guys meet?
In like Tavastia, during the Nordic tour.
Mm-hmm. And you've just kept up with each other ever since?
Yeah. We've been travelling together and...
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. God, that's so lovely, isn't it? Because I think so many people have had that experience of, you know, meeting people and travelling around the world with them and stuff. So really, really lovely.
I mean, I met, once again, my girlfriend at Manchester last year, but we also had mutual friend Elle from Manchester as well. So the three of us were sat in the queue together.
Oh.
And we still talk daily.
Oh, that's so nice. And the fact that you guys have got together from meeting a Joker, that's so sweet. So was that like straight away, or did you just kind of meet each other at the gig, get to know each other?
We meet each other at the gig and just kept talking every day since then. Like, it was non-stop, for now we're 6 months into a relationship.
Oh, that's so lovely. So when you have babies, you have to name them after the band members, yes?
No, I've made loads of friends, and I've made my boyfriend as well.
That's so sweet. Yeah. Sure, you're the second couple we've spoken to today. That's so lovely. There's more.
This is not making me sick. I'm disgustingly single. Piss off.
I'm pretty much a part of Joker Out Subs. A pretty big part of Joker Out Subs. I would say, even though I don't do translating, I mostly do memes. I mean, I do translate.
It's a very important part of the process.
Yeah, it is. The memes are important as well. And not finishing my MA thesis is also an important part of the process. No, but I would really like to say the Joker Out Subs is probably the best thing that happened to me in 2023.
Aww.
And I'm so happy with what we've been doing so far in 2024. And I can't wait. I mean, it's 4 months in. We still have so much.
So much still to do. A big backlog to work through. So Joe Kraut's most recent song, Everybody's Waiting, has been quite an emotional song for a lot of people, not least Bojan. So have you ever been moved by a Joe Kraut song? Are there any that have special meaning to you?
Oh yeah, Usek Arve makes me cry every single time.
Oh really?
Yes. Yeah. I cried on the train this morning.
yeah, set kind of aim as well, but I actually listened to Everybody's Waiting while on my morning commute to my job when it was first played on the radio, and I had to wipe a few tears away as I was walking away from the bus.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I think the, one of the obvious answers is Novival, because all the meanings of the generation stuff, and it's just a nice song.
Yeah, it is lovely, and that's such a nice moment at gigs, isn't it, at the end when everyone's singing it together.
Metuli, for sure.
Oh, it's really?
Very personal to me.
Yeah. Any others?
Badam. I was crying my eyes out when I first heard it live.
Yeah. God, that one gets me every time.
I would say Stabi here has the most, like, personal meaning to me.
Oh, really? So brand new one, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a great song.
I have to say Everybody's Waiting.
Yes.
I actually had a really hard time with panic attacks when I heard that it was very personal to Bojan about it. So I listened to it just this spring when I had these really bad episodes, and it's a really calming song.
Yeah.
But it's not my favorite song, but I found comfort in it.
Oh, that's so nice to hear, and I'm sure the band would really appreciate hearing that as well.
Sometimes I just like to sit. Bella sang it. That song makes me, like, I recently found, like, a new love for that song, like another level. Mm-hmm. That song makes me feel like I could run a mile.
Oh,
like,
that really
song actually gives me, it makes me look really happy.
It's good for the gym, that
it gives me lots of energy,
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
As someone who doesn't speak Slovenian, how do you say Vem da Greš?
That was very well pronounced.
Is a beautiful song. Mm-hmm. It's the only way I can explain it. Yeah. So even though I don't understand what they're saying, I get what they're trying to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can feel it, even if you can't understand the individual words. Yeah.
That one, I'd say, has a special place.
Love you, Val. The tune, everything, the instruments, the background music, just everything. It makes me cry. I think I'm going to cry today as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Any others?
Mine is Vem da Greš, for some reason. I mean, it doesn't sound that depressing when you just listen to it without having a clue what it means. But once you know what it means, it's just, like, sad.
The emotions hit
you. Yeah, it's so sad.
Yeah, absolutely. And if the band are listening right now, do you have any messages that you'd like to send to them?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the music.
Thanks for introducing you to your girlfriend.
Thank you for introducing me to my girlfriend, as I keep saying. Just thank you for all the fun we've had. Because, thank you for random trips to London at God knows what time. Booking the train tickets the night before, standing in the street with them for an hour.
So thanks for a lot of logistical stress to check her out. Yeah.
Financial stress.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers for it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything.
You've been amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being, like, such a light in all of our lives and bringing so many people together.
I've made so many friends just because of, like, this one song that I found on Eurovision, so thank you for everything.
Yeah.
You've helped us a lot, so thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing amazing.
Yeah.
Please don't judge me too hard. You had my You liked my dog in London.
Yeah.
Please be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we can say that as a blanket thing for all fans, I think. Please don't judge us based on the behaviour that you see at gigs.
I swear I'm not like this in real life.
Yeah, like, we are adult professional women normally, I promise.
Yeah, people are like, oh, these teenage fangirls. I'm like, I'm in my 20s. Yeah.
Thank you for making this music. I'm like, I've gotten all my friends through it.
Yeah.
At least this friend group, and, like, they mean the world to me, so.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Thank you for connecting people with your music.
Yeah,
thank you for your music. Thank you. Thanks to you, I have a lot of new friends. I love it.
That's really nice.
Yeah, thank you for all of these friends I have found through your music, and because of you, I finally traveled to London, which has been a dream of mine since I was 15.
To see a Slovenian band.
Yes!
Well, thank you for all this joy that you guys have brought into my life.
I felt like I didn't really have a massive Slovenian identity, and then I got, you know, Joker Out kind of put it on the map even more than it already was.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, like, thank you for giving me more of my Slovenian identity than what I thought I had. Like, it's kind of come back to me from when I was younger.
Aww.
And the way that they have made Slovenians proud in a way, especially the Slovenians who are here today, like literally through to London, people who all over the world that are Slovenian. Thank you for, I don't know, having an impression on the world for Slovenia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so nice. Do you want to add to that?
Yeah, as someone who is fully Slovenian and who literally did not have a national identity despite growing up, being born, like living in Slovenia my entire life, really, Jokerau definitely gave me something to be proud of.
Yeah.
I'm finally proud of to say I'm from Slovenia, because people are going to know where that is now.
They'll be able to point it out on a map now. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be able to find our chicken.
Yeah. And do you have any messages for them in Slovenian?
Fantje, hvala da lahko zarad vas počnem neumnosti, ker iskreno ne bi bila zdaj v Londonu, če ne bi bilo vas. Hvala, da ste mi izgovor za vse, hvala, da ste mi obrnili življenje na glavo. Vem, da se je vam tudi obrnilo življenje na glavo s Carpe Diem, ampak pač vi ne veste, kaj ste naredili za velik Slovencev. Res ne. Hvala vam. Se vem, da vam ne rečemo tega za dostkrat v Sloveniji, ampak hvala vam. Radi vas imamo. Pa prita v Slovenijo!
If you'd like to know the full translation of the Slovenian message, it can be found in our description box, along with the credits for everyone who helped to make this episode possible. Thank you again to all the Baby Boos who took part, and thank you to Jokerau for a wonderful, wonderful tour. If you'd like to see more from Jokerau Subs, you can find us on Instagram, Tumblr, X, YouTube and TikTok under the name Jokerau Subs, and hopefully we'll see you all again soon.